Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And today we watched our 97th movie.
Totally awesome.
Totally awesome. This movie is not rated because it was made for TV. Yes. It's from 2006 and it was 93 minutes long, directed by Neil Brennan.
Yes. It was hilarious.
It's unhinged.
Totally my kind of movie.
Absolutely. Just ridiculousness from beginning to end.
Yes, absolutely it was. It was. But my goodness, if you can find it, watch it.
Oh, it's absolutely
ridiculous.
The only place it's streaming right now is YouTube, and it is in the shittiest format that is possibly there. On my big giant TV, it was like watching something while you were drunk. And it made me a bit nauseous because I wasn't drunk.
Ooh.
So it fits real good on your little phone screen, though. Don't flip it, just the little screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never watched a movie on my phone.
Oh, out of necessity, sometimes I'll watch TV at work.
Nope. Never watch TV either.
But, yeah, so watching it on a little screen isn't, awful.
Well, like I watch TV, I just watch it with my ears. So, yeah. It's just in the background.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be okay probably for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you have an older TV, so that one's probably only like 740. So, it probably wouldn't be so bad, but I've got like 1080p.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah. Well, yeah.
This is a high-tech television.
Yes. And mine is a hand-me-down, so I don't, I can see it. It's okay for me.
Yeah. This movie did have a Rotten Tomatoes score.
I saw that.
62%, which is great.
Yes. I was so surprised.
For a ridiculous movie that was shown on VH1.
Right.
This, a Rotten Tomatoes score of 62% is awesome.
Right.
I didn't find a Metascore.
No, there was another score that I had never heard of.
Was it like Real Good or something like that?
Yeah. And I thought, well, that was probably from back then.
Yeah.
And they don't use that anymore. So.
And it got a 5.2 out of 10 on IMDb, which I think is crazy low for how funny this movie
Absolutely. What, did only Sticks in the Mud go to see it?
They must
have. Were those three people that voted on this, old?
I don't know. But this movie is hilarious.
It is. It was very funny. Very, very funny. Ridiculously funny.
It also has zero trivia. I have exactly one page, and it's not a full page.
Oh my gosh. It's not even a full page. It's only about a half a page.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Okay, well, this might be a short podcast.
Expect to hear about our cats A lot.
Ad nauseum.
I've got a couple of pages, so we can talk for a minute at least.
Okay.
We'll be okay. So, how to stretch it.
Listen, we can talk about just the ridiculousness of this movie for an hour.
Yes.
Because it's just so, so funny. And the movies that it, parodies.
Oh my gosh.
It's just, it's those movies that don't get parodies.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure Footloose has a parody. But Soul Man, you know, that's not, you know, a huge classic. That's not a Breakfast Club classic.
Right. Right.
Some Kind of Wonderful. That's not a Breakfast Club classic. So, you know, this movie has some gems.
It does. It's just a whole bunch of funny clips put together, I think.
I think so.
I liked it. I liked it real well.
It had a budget of about $3 million, and 20 years ago, that was a lot of money.
Wow, I didn't see that. Wow. Holy cow. Okay.
And there was like a very, very basic plot of, you know, just a parody of 80s movies. And then there was like a really in-depth plot line, and I was just like, I'm not doing that. So I kind of went rogue on this one.
It was really? An in-depth?
Yeah.
Really?
It was like paragraphs. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. So I kind of took from the middle of it. And it's the Gunderson family moves from Pittsburgh to a town in California that has outlawed dancing.
Yeah.
And both of the teenage children are trying to find love.
Love. Find their place.
Yeah. Definitely their place.
Yeah.
But love along the way.
Okay.
It has a big cast. Mikey Day, Dominique Swain, Chris Kattan, Trevor Hines, Nikki Klein, Brittany Daniel, James Hong, Joey Kern, Tracy Morgan, and an appearance by Tone Loke.
Yeah. I think for the time, those people were all names.
Actually, Mikey Day currently is a cast member on Saturday Night Live. Mikey Day in this era was just a little known YouTube guy. He had a little group and they did the David Blaine Street Magic videos.
Oh.
Do you remember those?
Yes.
Like David Blaine would roll up on these two gay guys and they'd just scream "What the F" the whole time.
Yes.
And David Blaine would like stare at the camera weird.
Yes.
That's one of those guys is the main kid.
Okay. I feel like I know these people.
And Chris Kattan and Tracy Morgan were SNL guys.
Right. Right.
I think around that time.
That's why I feel like I know these people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever. I thought it was hilarious. But Tony Loki. That was cute.
Yeah. Also, Trevor Hines, the younger brother, Max.
Uh-huh.
He was featured on a show called Wonder Chosen, which was kind of like Sesame Street, but on crack.
Okay.
And he did like little man on the street interviews, but they were completely deranged.
Okay, I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Wonder Chosen was great. Uh-huh. I don't know if you would like it, because it is just like an acid, like Sesame Street on an acid trip.
Okay. Oh.
Very funny, though.
All right.
Very funny.
Who knows? Okay, very interesting. Yeah, I didn't think that there was a real big subplot on here. Sorry.
Yeah.
I missed that. But you just never know. But Neil Brennan, he's tried to be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
He's a writer, producer, director, and he has a couple of podcasts. He's our competition, Lex.
Oh, well. He's got a name and a little bit of money behind him. We are no competition to him.
Right. Right. Oh my goodness. He's best known for his work with Dave Chappelle and the Chappelle Show and everything Dave Chappelle, Netflix show, his big Netflix show. He's done a ton of other stuff, you know, not just Dave Chappelle, but I think everything he's done is funny. So
he was in Half Baked.
Yep. He's been in a lot of, he's done like, cameos in movies.
Yeah. Now in Half Baked, I want you to think back real hard. Remember when, Scarface is at work at the burger joint and the kid on the microphone is like, Julio, I need a heifer with cheese. And he's like, B, I'm standing right behind you. You don't have to yell at me.
Yes.
That was Neil Brennan.
Gosh. Okay. All right. See, I said I knew of him.
Yeah.
Funny. But yeah, I had read that he was in a lot of stuff, but he seems like he's funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He was born in Pennsylvania, the youngest of 10 children.
Oh, my God.
Okay. The family moved to Illinois when he was 6. And he has said of his family, of his father's side of the family, that they're all funny. And of his 5 older brother, and he also says his 5 older brothers are funny. He liked comedy and watched a lot of TV. And he thinks that he found that he was funny himself at age 8. I thought, golly, do you know stuff like that when you're 8? But anyways, he did.
Oh, okay.
He was doing comedy for his buddies and emulated the likes of David Brenner, Richard Lewis, and his older brother, Kevin.
Okay.
And that brother, Kevin, became a comedian and did stand-up in New York when he was in high school. So
That's cool.
he would get to go to his brother's shows where he met other comedians and at the time discovered that you could make a living being funny. I think that's kind of a revelation that, you know.
Yeah.
In high school, you could do something like that? Really? So he moved to New York and enrolled in the film school, but dropped out after a year because that wasn't his thing.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. I absolutely get it. And he got a job as a doorman at a Boston comedy club where he had met Chappelle. Chappelle was doing he was on stage.
Okay.
So while he was in New York, he roomed with a guy named Jay Moore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about that? Even I know that name.
God, you haven't heard from him in years.
No, I wonder what he's up to.
Yeah.
His first stand-up job was when he was 18. But he got no laughs.
Oh, no.
So he did not try stand-up again for 5 years.
Okay.
So I guess that would be pretty discouraging if you think you're a funny guy and then you get up there and nobody laughs.
Yeah, nobody thinks you're funny.
Oh, wow. In 1995, he moved to L.A. and began writing 4 shows. Singled Out.
Oh, okay, on MTV.
Yeah, Kenan and Kel.
Okay.
Both names. There was other stuff, but I knew that you would know these two.
Kenan Thompson from Kenan and Kel has gone on to be the longest running consecutive cast member of Saturday Night Live in history.
Are you kidding me?
He's been on for like 20 seasons.
Oh, my gosh. So he's surpassed everybody that I knew even.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's the longest running cast member.
Because every once in a while you'll be watching TV and there's Kenan doing something.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Uh-huh.
Wow. In 1997, he did a collab with Chappelle on On the screenplay for Half Baked.
Okay.
So, gosh, I must have written this when I was half asleep. But it did, as they were working together on the movie, it wasn't good for either one of them working together. And they parted ways because they just, you know, they didn't want to be with the other guy. So they moved on.
Yeah, makes sense.
2002-ish came, they came back together and co-wrote and co-produced The Chappelle Show.
2002?
Yeah.
Oh!
I can't believe it was that long ago.
Me too. Have you ever sat down and watched The Chappelle Show?
I have never seen a whole Chappelle Show.
Oh.
I've seen this skit or that skit, but I've never seen a whole show.
So funny.
What, did they just go from skit to skit?
Yeah, it was just skits.
Okay. All right.
So funny.
Okay. But this is where he started kind of dabbling in directing. He directed skits in the second season.
Okay.
Including the Rick James one.
Charlie Murphy's True Hollywood Stories?
Which is one I know. So when I wrote that down, I thought, wait a minute, I know the Rick James sketch. What can I say? I like funny. And you what? You kids watched all kinds of stuff. And I watched, you know, weird stuff. And, you know, it was okay.
Chappelle Show was so funny. Even the you know, the lost season where it was just kind of thrown together with, you know, shit that didn't make it in the first two seasons. When Chappelle wasn't involved. Very funny.
That year that he disappeared.
Yeah.
Interesting. So interesting. But, you know, I thought they were funny. And like I said, I know I've never seen a whole show, but I know some of the sketches. So funny. I think they're funny. About around about 2011, he started a podcast with Moshe Kasher.
Moshe Kasher.
Okay. And DJ Dog Pound.
Okay. I know who Moshe Kasher is. I don't know who DJ Dog Pound is.
Is that something we need? We need a DJ?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
Brennan acts as the host for an hour, and then the other guy does ridiculous chat, kind of like us.
Okay.
That sounds like our podcast. You're the host, and then we talk about ridiculous shit.
I don't really like Moshe Kasher.
Oh, okay.
He's weird. He's weird in that uncomfortable way.
Oh.
Okay. At least that's how I feel about him.
I'm going to have to look that up. I did not look it up. I should have.
Yeah.
And every week they have a different, quote, unquote, black guest. I thought, what?
Okay.
And they have funny actors, directors, rappers.
Sure.
Sports ball players, you know, just, you know. Apparently they just have a black guy come in and talk with them.
Oh.
I thought, that's interesting.
Okay, sure.
It's certainly a niche group, isn't it? I don't know. Whatever. 2015 found him at Netflix developing his Three Mike show. And I thought, I don't know anything about that. I don't know what that is. But the description was he uses three different mics to do the show. One for one-liners, one for his story, and mostly it's like it's the story of his life. He's dealt with depression all his life, and he's had other, you know, stuff that has bothered him, and he talks all about that. And then the third one is for like a regular stand-up show. What? That seems kind of weird. But, you know, I watch those reels on TikTok and on Facebook, and there are some really funny comedians on there that talk about weird stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and absolutely how our life is going, you know, and you think you're doing good and then boom, you know, you wake up and you're in, you know, the depths of depression.
Yeah.
So that was released in 2017 on Netflix. And I believe I have heard of that, but I wasn't real sure about it. So let's see, he started a different podcast in 2019 with Bianca Cervashi.
No idea.
And they interview people they know. Like, then they do current events. God, another part of kind of like what we do, talk about current events and our lives and, you know, just stuff.
Okay.
Which is, you know, kind of our model, I think.
Yeah.
2021, he did a one-man show in New York that was released on Netflix in 2022.
I remember that.
So he's busy.
Yeah.
2022, here's yet another podcast called Blocks. Blocks, B-L-O-C-K-S.
Sure.
Where he asks guests about their lives and how they overcome blocks in their lives. And I thought, you know, this guy, he seems like he's really in touch with his inner self.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because if he's seeing that other people, he sees the blocks in his life and he gets other people to talk about the blocks in their life, that can only be a good thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, he has had a 25-year struggle with depression and he has done lots of different things to help himself move through it. Transcendental meditation and, you know, all kinds of those, you know, weird things that, yeah, ayahuasca. Sure. He says he felt like he has tried ayahuasca several times, it said, and that he has moved through a lot of stuff in his life through that. And I know other people that have done ayahuasca, and they say the same thing. It really opens themselves up to seeing the inner self. I don't know.
I'm not willing to deal with the side effects.
No, all that vomiting and, oh, just awfulness.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're putting a bunch of roots and weeds together and then drinking it, I guess that, you know, you stand a chance of being rough. But.
Yeah. I live my life trying not to shit my pants.
Well, I do too. It almost happened the other day, but I try not to. But yeah, so, and I was not on ayahuasca, but yeah, but people, you know, really, that group in Mexico that does it, not in Mexico, Central America, you know, they have done this since their early times. This has come through from their religious beliefs and their backgrounds. And we American people go and try stuff like that. And so he feels that he has made progress using the ayahuasca. So, I don't know, whatever.
Sure.
It was not very well received. Our movie was not very well received. And I don't know why. It's just a ridiculous compilation of silliness. So why would it not be well received? So who knows, you know. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of what would be bad about this movie, and none of it's bad. It's hilarious.
Right.
It's definitely not a movie they could make today.
Oh, no. No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
But,
and maybe that's why it's not streaming anywhere. People are, you know, sensitive to stuff that happened in it. This is what we did in the 80s. That was real life.
Yeah, I was grasping at straws trying to find this because my Blu-ray player apparently doesn't play DVDs. It's a whole thing.
Oh.
So I was looking, I was scouring the internet trying to find this movie to cast it to my TV, to pretend to watch it on the TV without having to go buy a new DVD player.
Yeah,
and because they're expensive, and I just spent $100 on this Blu-ray player.
Yikes.
In my ass.
I wish you'd said something. You could have had the one you gave me several years ago. It's like new. I probably only used it a half a dozen times.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But thankfully, Big Daddy let us use one of his game boxes, and it worked. It worked fine.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, because I downloaded the VH1 app see if VH1 had it in their archives. They don't.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. Wow. I could watch all the Flavor of Love I could handle, but not this movie.
Interesting. It seems so weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and Amazon, you can't rent it on Amazon. And I know, and for our next movie, I know Wedding Singer was just streaming on Tubi and on Howdy. It's on neither now.
Stars. Don't we do that every single time?
Yeah.
But you have a Wedding Singer.
I have it on DVD disc. We'll have to borrow the game box again.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah.
It's completely toteable.
Yeah.
Especially got Big Daddy. He's nice and strong. He can take care of us.
Yeah. Well, I had to plug all that shit in and find cords for it and a pain in the ass. He's like, well, I was in a hurry. And I'm like, okay. I just appreciate you bringing it out. Yep. I shouldn't bitch at all.
And you're resourceful. You can do it.
Yeah. Thankfully, we cleaned off that bookcase and found a box of cords. We just have a whole box of various cords.
I understand that. I am not as tech friendly as you are. And I could probably come up with a box of cords.
And it's really funny. Justin, in the last couple months, he wanted to buy an RGA to HDMI converter. RGA is the red, yellow, the red, yellow, and white.
Okay. The spots on the back of the TV? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
To HDMI. We found two of them on the bookcase alone.
Well, now he doesn't have to buy them.
He already did. He already bought them. He has three of them.
He's got one for each room.
So there's so much shit on that bookcase.
I know. You're finding Christmas presents from years past. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I completely understand. I do that myself. Oh, I'm going to put this right here for next year. No,
yeah. And that present for Kurt, we've had that for years. And it keeps getting, we find it, we move it, we find it, we move it. Where did we put it? I don't know.
You need to put it in your car. And the next time you see Kurt, put it in his hand.
Yeah.
No, wrap it up. This is it. This year's Christmas.
We're so dumb.
Yeah, but that's easy to do. That's absolutely easy to do.
Yeah.
All right. What little bit do you have?
Well, like I said, I have very little trivia. And I've already kind of mentioned that Chris Kattan and Tracy Morgan and Mikey Day have all had stints on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Michael Schur and Neil Brennan have both worked as writers at various times on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Too. So that's a big Saturday Night Live connection. Dominique Swain, the girl that played Lori,
mm-hmm.
her first major film role was in the movie Lolita, I think with Jeremy Irons.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Okay.
I think he played Humbert. Yeah. So the movie, the story of a young girl in a relationship with a much older man.
Okay.
And in this movie, she plays a 16-year-old girl dating a 35-year-old man that's a rough 40 looking.
Right. Oh, no.
And the last thing that I wrote down was that the unofficial narrator of the film is Ben Stein, who was he was a Politico.
Yes.
And was the economics teacher in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The guy that was just like, Bueller. So that's who you'd recognize that guy from. And if you're, you know, a kid like me, he had his own game show, Win Ben Stein's Money.
Yes.
Where he went against guests.
Yep. Yep. I remember that.
In trivia.
Yes. Yeah, because he started his career in politics.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
He worked for, like, Nixon, I think?
I believe that is correct. As a speechwriter?
Something like that.
And like a PR guy? Yeah.
I feel like that's right.
Yes, I believe that that is correct. So, yeah.
But that is it. Last week was fancy free. And I was just like, oh, I'll take care of editing Ready Player One during the week in my free time. And I'll do my movie homework one day. And, you know, it'll take up a good amount of time. Absolutely not. This week, work kicked my ass, and I didn't do anything until yesterday. Like, I didn't post the trailer. I didn't start editing Ready Player One. I didn't start my homework. And I allotted, like, hours. Like, I allotted, like, an hour to do my homework this morning. I was done in about 5 minutes.
Oh. Well, maybe that's why I don't, and I don't feel like I got a lot on the director either.
No.
You know, 4 pages, I usually have 6 or 7.
Yeah.
You know, but this guy is kind of just low key. I mean, he's been busy. He does a lot, but he's not flashy, I guess.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't have a lot either. I mean,
yeah.
This might be a short one.
It might be.
No, we have a lot of dead people.
Oh, okay. There's a breakfast meal and a dinner meal in the movie, and it looked like ham with pineapple was the dinner.
Yes.
Which would have been good.
Yeah, because I have a ham in my freezer from last year.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to use that.
Oof, okay.
But we had a nice breakfast.
Yeah, we went to Bedford Phoning Islands for breakfast.
Thanks for cooking. We appreciate that.
Yeah, because we had diner food from Mayberry last night, and they fucked up the order real bad. Oh. Justin was pissed. He was so... He called me on my office phone and was like, dude, they fucked your food up real bad. I was just like, oh, no.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, they've been kind of hit and miss.
Yeah.
They're either real good or real bad. There's nothing in between.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like it's one of those places where if you want a good experience, you have to eat in.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But I still like going
there. Their food is great. And I got an old person meal last night. I got a hot turkey.
Yum.
With, you know, a hot turkey sandwich with gravy and mashed potatoes.
Yum.
Oh, they're, first of all, they used real turkey gravy and not that neon yellow shit.
No.
Yes. Oh, it was delicious.
Nice.
The turkey meat was weird, but it tasted good.
Because they've always used that yellow gravy.
That neon yellow gravy.
That they put on everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yum.
But even cold, that gravy was delicious.
Nice. Nice.
So if you want an old person hot food plate, get one of those hot turkey sandwiches. Hey, pretty much anywhere you go.
Yes.
Mayberry will give you real turkey gravy. Everybody else is going to give you the neon yellow chicken gravy. Either way, delicious.
Oh my God. You are right. That's the kind of food when you're feeling bad, you need to get that to eat.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm sick of everything. I don't want anything on this menu. But I'm also going to be hungry.
Yeah. I think it's the weather. It's got to be the weather.
Because I'm kind of sick of eating.
Yes. Everything, we eat the same damn thing all the time. I'm just tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of cooking it. I'm tired of eating it. All that's in my house is the same thing. Ugh.
Yeah. We're going to have fruit and yogurt smoothies and cheese and crackers for dinner.
Nothing wrong with that.
What do you want? I don't know. What do you want? I don't know.
I get it. I absolutely get it. And I don't have to cook for anybody but myself, and I'm sick of cooking.
Right.
Jeez. I am so glad I don't have a family anymore that requires me to cook daily.
Yeah.
Just tired of it.
Yeah, this is that thing about adulting that they didn't warn you about. Like, you're going to have to procure your own food and cook it.
Yeah. It's bad enough having to go to the grocery store. And then you got to bring it home and put it away and then get it out and cook it. Oh, God. I'm just sick of it. You know, the other day I made myself a protein shake and went to bed early.
Hell, you know what? I'm here for it.
And all I did was twist the cap on it.
Yep. Give it a good shake.
Yes. Yes. But I just couldn't face another meal. I thought, oh, I can't do this. It's awful.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, we had a good meal. We had a fun little TikTok.
Yeah. One where we have no idea what we're doing. We're just talking.
Did pop my collar.
It was very cool. I was very impressed.
I did not pop my collar in the 80s, so I don't remember the 80s. No, I don't remember the 80s.
Well, I remember the 80s. I very vividly remember Blythe being born.
Yes, because that was awfully traumatic for you.
It was the worst day of my life.
Sorry, baby. I am so sorry. Can you take her back to where you got her? No, honey, I can't. Aw. Yeah, that was awful bad for you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I don't remember a lot of lead up to that, but very vividly, I remember being in the hospital when Blythe was born.
Well, you were about 4.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's when you start remembering things.
Yeah. I remember bits and pieces about preschool.
Yeah.
I remember the day that I wet my pants at preschool.
Golly, did that happen?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's because we were playing and I said, I have to go to the bathroom. And they said, no, we're going to ring around the rosy and then you can go to the bathroom. And I said, okay. So I get in, we're doing our little ring around the rosy, and as we're moving around, I threw my head back and I hit my head on a brick wall, passed out, pissed my pants, the whole thing.
Oh, I do remember that. Oh, I don't remember. Aw.
My lady should have let me go to the bathroom when I said I had to go to the bathroom.
Well, yeah. Shame on her. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I remember that day.
Okay. Yeah, I remember bits and pieces from preschool for you.
Yeah.
You were so excited to get in there.
Yeah. There were a set of twin girls that did not like me.
Oh.
I remember them. And they were ugly. They were ugly children.
Oh.
And like...
Oh, my.
Oh, this coming from a person that's not, you know, a stunning beauty herself. But I just remember them just being like ugly kids.
And they had ugly personalities.
And they were just little shitheads.
Oh dear. Okay.
And they had brown hair, brown curly hair. Not like super curly, but like it looked like straightish and then it had kind of like ringlets at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like their mom put their hair up in rag curls at night?
No, it's just like, that's just like the baby curl, like, that like just kind of grows out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know who you are, you two.
Yeah. At the Pickway Ross preschool in 1986. Little dickheads.
Pretty little girl, blonde and cute.
Well,
but you were tall.
Yeah.
And that's probably what they picked at you for. Because you were 3 foot tall when you were a little kid.
Yeah, gangly. Yeah. Always been gangly.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have those people in our lives.
Yeah, I remember those two little girls, and they were just fucking mean. And they wouldn't let me play with stuff near them.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people target other people. Like my aggressor in high school, Zippy. First off, her nickname was Zippy. I have no idea why she picked on me. I didn't go to her grade school. I do not remember her from junior high school. I don't know where she came from or why she always wanted to beat me up. I don't get it. I don't get it. So, yeah, why do people, you know, are they like they are?
I don't know.
I have no idea. But, yeah, strange things you remember. Oh, well, what do you know? Such things. Well, should I do the dead people?
Sure.
It's kind of early in the game to do them, but we have a lot today. Yeah. So, you know. Okay. Cheki Kayo?
I think his name is Cheki Curio.
Okay. Dead at 77. He was an actor. I recognized him, but I did not.
I recognized the name.
From La Femme Nikita.
Yeah, more than anything. I was like, oh, that guy.
Yep. He died of cancer.
Oh. But 77.
No, that's not old. Mm-mm, no. Diane Ladd at 89.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. She's the mother of Laura Dern.
Yeah.
She's been an actress for, you know, all her life.
A billion years. Yeah. Yeah.
And Diane and Laura are the only mother-daughter duo that were nominated for Oscars in the same movie. Yeah, how about that? That's an accomplishment. But they did several movies together.
Oh, yeah.
Donna Jean Gottschalk at 78. She was a singer, backup singer in the 60s and 70s. She did stuff for Elvis, Percy Sledge, Grateful Dead, lots of singing.
Yeah.
Famous singing. She died of lung cancer.
Oh.
And Percy Sledge's one of his biggest hits was When a Man Loves a Woman.
Oh my God.
That was the first thing when I read that name, that was the first song in my head. You know, so
he also has a song called Spooky. It's great.
Yes. Yes. But that one jumped right into my head. Let's see, Dick Cheney at 84. He had pneumonia. He had a heart transplant in 2012.
That man has been on borrowed time for 30 years.
I think I read that he had had his first heart attack at like 34.
My God.
So, I mean, he had struggled with that for a long time. He was vice president for George Bush.
George W. Bush.
George W., yes. Senior.
Junior.
No.
Yes.
From 2001 to 2009. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. You are right. I didn't.
George Bush Sr. was president after between Reagan and Clinton.
Yes, I do remember that. And that would not have been in the 2000s.
Nope.
I should have written that down more clear.
Yeah, George W. Bush.
Did a terrible job of my handwriting this week. Good Lord.
Dick Cheney, war criminal. Let's move on real quick.
Okay. Then we have Dwayne Roberts at 88. He was reported to have invented a frozen burrito.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you sent me this, and I'm thinking, I don't even recognize that name. There was a picture. I thought, no idea. So I went and I read it, and I'm thinking, the frozen burrito was developed in 1956?
Sure.
Jesus, it's as old as I am.
Well, think about TV dinners. When did TV dinners become a thing?
Around, it started around that time.
Yeah.
The 60s and 70s, yeah. He also developed the first frozen hamburger patty.
Oh my gosh.
That they used at McDonald's.
Cool.
So, dude, we love you. Sorry about that. he's been around. Everything he made, we loved.
I love a frozen burrito.
Oh, absolutely. Can think of many times I've had a frozen burrito for dinner. Put some cheese and salsa on that. You've got a meal.
Yep.
Yum. Unbelievable. Marshawn Neeland at 24.
Yeah.
Young guy. Sounds like he had had a lot of struggles in the last few years. He lost his mom and he was picked for the Cowboys. This was only his second year. I mean, just it's sad that people couldn't see that he was struggling.
Yeah.
You know what? Where was his team? Why weren't they with him?
They were too busy losing.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, but yeah, 24, he took his own life. Yeah.
It's too young.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Here's another one that I'm not real sure of. Lee Tomahori.
Let me see.
Director. Sure. He's done lots of blockbusters. Died at 75 from Parkinson's.
Oh.
Rough.
Yeah.
That's a rough way to go. Die Another Day was one of his movies.
Oh, okay.
You know that movie. Yeah.
Madonna did the song for that one.
Yes, we looked that up recently, didn't we? Yeah. Betty Hareford at 98, actress. She's been an actress for a long time. She was most recent. Well, her later role was she was the cook on the late night or the prime time soap opera Dynasty.
Cool. Okay.
She was also an actress in episodes from Alfred Hitchcock Presents in the Twilight Zone. So, yikes, that's some scary stuff.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're up to Cleto Escobedo.
Is that what it was?
Escobedo the Third.
Yeah.
Cleto Escobedo the Third at 59. Kimmel's band leader.
TMZ just released his cause of death, and it was that his blood wasn't pumping. His heart wasn't pumping enough blood to his body.
Oh my!
There were many other like underlying issues. He had alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver, and he had lots of other critical problems.
Oh. It said that he had been ill for several months.
Yeah, he had taken leave. And apparently he and Jimmy Kimmel had been best friends since they were like 9.
Little kids, they lived across the street from each other. That is crazy. I still talk every once in a while to the girl that lived across the street from me when I was a little kid. That's so funny that, you know, those people stay in your lives. They don't go away.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
And I had, when Kimmel announced it, he was
pretty broken up.
It was rough for him. It was rough for him. But that's it. You know, this is a guy that he'd known forever and he'd worked with him. And he said that he was very lucky to have worked with his friend.
Yeah.
And that's very touching.
When he got the late show post, he fought.
Yes.
For him to lead the band.
Yes. Because
they wanted somebody else. And he said, I'm not working with anybody else.
Right. Right. I think that's wonderful. But yeah. But only 59. Yeah.
It's way too young.
Absolutely.
Because your blood isn't pumping enough. That's wild.
Well, that happens to a lot of people, a lot of elderly people. Their hearts just, I don't know, get tired or something. And it's hard. They don't pump right.
Weird.
Yeah. No, it's not weird, but it happens. But yeah, you're right. Weird. Yikes. Yeah. The older I get, the crazier this sounds. Okay. Then we have Sally Kirkland at 84. This was the daughter, Sally Kirkland.
Yes.
Actor, producer, one-time member of Andy Warhol's Factory.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. She was one of her big movies was The Sting.
Yes.
Private Benjamin. Bruce Almighty. We've talked about that numerous times on this show. She died of dementia. I think that's crazy.
It's awful.
Yep. And at 232 years old, the penny. Death by Trump.
Yeah.
But we'll have pennies for a while because they estimate there's about 200 billion of them floating around.
Yeah, I've got about one of them in my garage.
Yes. Yes. I think it's time for everybody that has a jar of pennies in their house to cash them in.
Before Justin moved in here, I was at his apartment one day, and he just had like coffee cans full of change.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what are you doing with this change? He's just like, I don't know. I just like, I got change in my pocket. I put it in the can. And I'm like, do you want me to roll it so you can take it to the bank? And he's just like, what are you talking about?
That's your favorite thing to do.
I'm like, I can roll it for you and you can put this money in the bank and, you know, buy something cool with it. And he's just like, you do that? And I'm like, yeah, I would do that for you. So one day I came over, he went to work, and I sat and rolled change for 8 hours.
Oh my God.
He came home and he was just like, did you do it? And I was like, yeah, I'm done. There's like $200 here.
Crazy. I mean, we all do that. You know, I have a spot in my car. When I get change, I throw it in there.
Yeah.
You know, you'd think when I'm sitting in line to pay for my drink that I would just reach over there and get that change. No, don't do that. I got to take that money you rolled when I was on vacation last year to the bank still. I think that's $100 and some.
It's like $120.
I know, but I've been collecting more for you. So
every time you go to Tennessee, I come over and I roll that change.
I know.
Reginald Monchego and I roll that change.
Yep. And I keep filling up the jug. Yeah. But I don't do it as much. You know, when I was working every day, like Justin, you come home, you empty your coins out into the jar. That's what you do.
Yeah.
But since I don't go out every day anymore and spend money,
Well, I it's a rare occasion that I carry cash. Full stop. Like, so I don't, you know, my whole life is digital money.
Right. Right.
So, I don't have that anymore. And Justin, for years, he was able to get a paper paycheck and cash it at work and then just have his money to either take to the bank or have on him. And that's, you know, that's what he'd live on for the week. And that's how he had pockets full of change. And when they went to ACH, he didn't have pockets full of change anymore.
Yep, I get it. Yeah, I always have dollar bills in my purse. I very rarely have change.
Oh, he was so mad when they went to ACH only. He was so pissed.
I know. I keep thinking about all of the senior citizens out there that now have to go paperless. They can't get a paper check from Social Security anymore, right? You know?
Yeah.
I think they should have worked into that. And then I heard, here's a strange thing, you know, one of those people that talk on the TikTok that said that all of Social Security's communications is now going to go through Instagram. I thought, no, that can't possibly be.
I don't think so.
I sure hope not. Well, I do have Instagram, but I don't look at it very often.
No, and I made one for the podcast, and I was pretty good in the first few weeks of putting shit up regularly. I haven't put shit on Instagram in forever. What's the danger of getting your news from TikTok? Because sometimes stuff sounds real convincing, and then you have to think about it, and then you have to look it up.
I have been thinking about it, and I don't think it's all that far-fetched.
No, it doesn't sound far-fetched, and that's how they get you.
Right. But, you know, maybe it's true. I have never gotten a I did get one Social Security check at the very beginning, and I am completely paperless there. I have their Social Security has an app.
Yeah.
I use the app on my phone, you know, so Instagram could be next.
Sure. Why not?
I mean, it doesn't, I don't think it's all that far-fetched and as crazy as Trump is. I absolutely don't think that that's unforeseeable, but I hope not. Because I don't open up Instagram very often.
I don't.
But on the other hand, I don't open my social security app very often either.
Well, why would you need to? You're getting your regular stipend and,
right.
You know, right. You're not having any problems.
Right. Exactly. So
knock on wood.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't happen. But, you know, I'm tired of learning all this new shit.
Yeah.
You know, I go through my emails every day and just delete stuff. I don't even read stuff, so.
And the danger of getting your news from social media is that, you know, social media really does a very, very poor job of fact-checking anything. TikTok is dangerous for that.
Absolutely.
But Facebook and Instagram are owned by the same company, and their fact-check is paid off by Trump. So
right.
They don't have fact check anymore.
Yeah, that's why I absolutely think it may be one day be like that, but I don't know. What, you know, whatever.
So, you know, you can't believe anything you see on social media.
No. No. Even when you send me these names, I look them up. I don't go by what, you know, that TMZ, is that what you send most of your stuff
most
to me
of them
on?
It's from TMZ. TMZ has their finger on the pulse, baby.
Okay. Okay. I don't have TMZ, so I don't.
Oh, you don't have to have an app. It's a website. It's just a gossip site, but they've got a lot of people on the ground working for them. They know when people die because people's press will call and say, "Oh, you know, so and so's dead."
Yep. Yeah, that's what it is. That their publicist releases it or somebody in their organization, yeah. Okay.
You know, they've got people working in the hospitals. They know when shit is happening.
Okay. All right.
So, TMZ.
I believe you.
I trust TMZ.
Okay.
Even though it is a gossip site. Right. They are like 98% correct on celebrity death.
Okay. I always look them up anyway.
So.
Because you send me names that I don't recognize.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, there's, I think for us, that's a lot of people that have died this time.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's too many.
Yeah.
This has been a shit year, so.
Ugh. And like we were talking earlier before we got started, people are real young or they're real old.
Yeah.
There was nothing, you know, in between. It was just, except that one guy at 59. They were all real young or real old. And How does that happen? You know, why does that happen? And, you know, I don't think 80 is old anymore.
That's right.
You know, the closer I get to 80, the not so old it is.
Right.
What do you know? But 25 is too young.
Way too young.
Yeah.
Way too young. And somebody in his circle should have.
Absolutely been there for him.
Should have seen him.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a girlfriend. I don't understand.
And I believe that she just found out that they're with child.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, dear. How?
I think that was the last thing I saw in the whole thing. But, yeah.
That's rough. But, yeah, that's what happened. I mean, we've got to be more sensitive to the people around us, I think.
Oh,
you know,
in the last 10 years, people have been emboldened to just be the worst versions of themselves.
Yes.
And it really has just, you know, run through humanity like a cancer.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I understand that. You know, in an organization as big as the Cowboys, they should have something in their program that helps people that need help. But maybe he never asked for help.
Right.
You know, I don't know. Nobody knows.
And that the Cowboys are just taking a beating game after game after game.
Oh.
So, you know, was he depressed because they keep fucking losing, or was he depressed because his life was shit?
Yeah, like, I don't, yeah.
Is there a difference in the football world for some people? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
So,
but still, I mean, there's people around him should have been more receptive to him, more caring, or I don't even know. It's a sad situation all around.
Yeah.
Just all around. So yikes, how'd we get on to that topic?
Well, we're talking about notable deaths and
right.
Sports ball player.
And if
young guy.
If you have trouble, ask for help.
Talk to somebody.
Yes. There's people out there that will listen. They will.
Find a good therapist.
Absolutely.
There's a billion therapists. If the first one you talk to just fucking breathes wrong, find a different one.
Yep.
There's a billion of them.
Yep. Absolutely. Better living through chemicals,
well,
too.
Well, that too, but...
I'm all for taking my meds.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not one of those people that I feel good today. I'm not taking my medication.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I feel good on my own. No, that's the medication talking.
Yes, it is.
I'm always going to take my meds because I feel better when I take my meds. And when I don't take my meds, I'm out of control and I don't like that.
Yep. Yeah. So, yay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We're on movie number 97. We've got number 98 next week.
Yeah.
Or in 2 weeks.
We're going from an unhinged 80s parody to a wholesome
love story.
80s. Kind of. Well, it's not a super parody, but it's a throwback movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of my favorites. I've seen it 100 times at least.
The soundtrack is great.
I love it. It's The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
I think it's a fabulous movie. Plus, you know, I really, you know, I like Adam Sandler.
He's a Republican.
I know. When you told me that and I checked into that, I was so disappointed.
But
he's a rich man. He's a rich man.
He's been a rich man for 30 years.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know,
and I understand that.
I get it.
Yeah.
Still sucks.
It does. It does. Because
so next time he goes on tour, I will not be seeing you, you rich motherfuckers.
But I really like him. I think he is wonderful. He's hilarious. He just has to show up and people are laughing.
Yeah.
I love it when he shows up at a gala for something and he's in his sweatshirt and shorts. I love it. You go, dude.
Yeah.
You go.
His wife is just a gorgeous woman. Do you know who she is?
No. I don't think I do. She's not an actress, is she?
She is in his movies. She has been in every one of his movies since they got together.
Okay. I thought she was just a businesswoman.
No, I don't think she was even that.
Okay.
But, yeah, real pretty woman. And, like, they've been together for, like, 25 years, you know.
Forever.
For them.
Yeah. Yeah, they got married and they had that daughter, which in my mind right now is completely gone from me. I can't think of her name.
They have two daughters, Sunny and Sadie. And but they're both late teens, early young adults.
They've got to be because they had the first child not too long after they got married, I believe.
Right.
And yes, I do remember that the second child came along.
Yeah. Oh, and those girls, thank God they've grown into their faces. Because the one baby looked like him with long hair. Oh, that poor baby, but she's a beautiful young woman now.
Yep. Yeah. It's so funny when babies come out with adult noses.
Yeah.
But then absolutely their faces grow right up with it.
Yeah.
So. Oh, yeah. I like him. I think he's funny, funny, funny. And yes, I'm disappointed that he's a Republican, but on the other hand, he's a rich guy and he has to protect himself.
Yeah.
I get it.
Still sucks.
Yeah.
What did you think of Totally Awesome?
I thought it was great. This is absolutely my kind of a movie. You know, I say all the time, mindless entertainment, and this is exactly what this movie was. It was an hour and a half of, this is the only thing you have to worry about right now.
And it's completely ridiculous. When Charlie is trying to learn how to be black. Fucking dead. Like,
the outfit he comes out in.
The Dr. Cosby of it all.
Oh my God.
Stop it.
Oh, jeez.
That sweater cardigan with the pleated pants.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop it.
Oh, wow. That and when they were in the back of the girl's car and they put the window up. What?
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. I don't know. I just thought it was all too funny.
I loved how Lori was in love with Michael Jackson and she called him what did she say? That he was just like a streetwise black man.
Yes. Yes.
And it was a fucking soft ass Michael Jackson.
The little boy comes in and says, I'm 11. He liked me better. Oh my God. Oh, my God. And then he had that computer in his room.
Yeah.
That was straight out of the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And lightning fast, too. It took like 12 hours to compute.
Oh, my gosh. I had that figured out in my head before the computer even turned on. Oh, my gosh. That was ridiculous. The whole movie was like that. And
the fact that the government paid the little boy for the computer, the government doesn't do that. They take.
They just take stuff. But just everything in this movie was funny. It just my kind of movie. I loved it. I
had sex with a janitor.
My God. And the bone, when they kept looking at that bone poking out of that girl's leg. What? Oh my God. But you know, we all do that.
Oh, yeah.
We all think that that's what we want to watch.
I'll watch something medical like that all day, every day.
Absolutely. And people getting hurt all the time.
Oh.
Absolutely. I don't know. There was nothing in this movie that I did not find funny. Every part of it was ridiculously funny. Hop collars and all.
Yeah.
And the shaking their heads.
Yeah. Just
that windswept blonde hair.
Yeah. There's one point where you can see when Kimberly was talking to, what's his name, Kip?
Yes.
Where she's talking to him and she walks away really fast and she spins her head. Like, you can see, like, where the wig stopped and the extensions started. It was just a real,
yes,
real crispy wig she had on.
And I swear I saw it move. When she spun around, I swear I saw that hair move.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny.
But I loved that they had, are we to have assumed that Tracy Morgan's character, Darnell, was a high school student? He was 45 years old.
I know. I kept looking at him thinking, okay, is he like the oldest kid in the high school? What exactly is he? Or is he just hanging around? Is he?
I don't. Is he a super senior? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, but my.
His friend Cheese kept playing Planet Rock by Afrika Bambaataa, which is a great song. If you sit down and listen to it, it's great. It's kind of long, but sit down and listen to Planet Rock. It's a great song.
Played the whole movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's just so funny. Just so funny. The whole town, we can't dance because people's feet come off.
That's just logistically not possible. Like, what?
But they're so serious. Oh, and then when she kept crashing out and then blew through that screen door. Oh my God. But that's my kind of movie.
Yeah.
That is my kind. I'll be thinking about that for days.
When Charlie was walking up to Kimberly's house from Darnell trying to be black, and he sprayed his hair with Jerry Curl activator. Stop it. Stop it.
My dad had a watch just like that. Oh my God. Oh my God. That was
the fact that he kept wearing that watch just kills me.
Yeah.
So funny. He didn't take that watch off for a minute.
Put it on and left it on.
Yep.
Oh, the guy did give it to him. I mean, he did hand it to him.
It's true.
It's not like he stole it or anything. Oh my God. But that's my kind of movie.
Yeah.
What were you saving this from? It? Because it's not a cult classic, right?
Yeah. Because it's not an anything classic. It's just an old movie that is very funny.
Yeah, when you need a pickup, this is the movie to be looking at.
Yes, it's ridiculous.
Because it is. I mean, first off, you can't take your eyes away from it because it's like, what is going to happen next? And then the second thing is, you can't take your eyes off of it because, oh my God, did they really do that? I think it's hilarious. It was very, very funny.
Yeah, very funny.
I'm glad we watched it.
Oh, yeah. This is the perfect warm-up for Wedding Singer.
Yes. Well, I like Wedding Singer.
I like Wedding Singer, too, but...
It'll be good. You're right. It's a good warm-up.
Silly 80s going into serious 80s is fun.
Okay. I was telling my sister-in-law, Chris, that we were going to watch this. She goes, I thought you guys only watched cult classics. And I said, well, this is different. And I explained that we were doing our lead up to our 100th episode of our Lost movie. And she goes, Oh, I get it.
Yeah, we're just having fun right now.
Right. We do have other interests. Cult classics is our gig.
Yeah.
But this, you know, mindless entertainment is my thing.
Oh, 100%.
I would absolutely watch. If I saw this come up on my TV, I would have to turn it on again, I think. Because it is that ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because I know I missed half of it, you know. I'm thinking about one thing and something else happened. So I would enjoy seeing it again.
Yeah. It's very funny.
I can see why you turn this on every once in a while.
I haven't watched it in years. And I remember the first time I showed it to Justin, we sat here and watched it. And the laugh that he laughed was a laugh of, like, Justin doesn't bust this laugh out very often, but he, like, his voice gets high pitched, which is crazy because Justin has a really deep, manly voice.
Yeah.
But he's got this laugh that when he is truly tickled, his voice gets higher, and it's so funny to know that he's having so much fun.
Nice. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what this movie is.
And he said in the special features, there was an outtake where Darnell was doing the, you can't be a black guy if you haven't done, you know, the craziest thing you've ever heard of.
What would that be?
Well, in the final movie, one of the ones was, have you ever broken a Puerto Rican dude's arm for sweatpants money? And Charlie says no, and he said, well, you can't be black.
Right?
What does that have to do with anything?
Breaking up a fight, holding a baby, and it's not even your baby? My God, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, and it's mindless, and it's my kind of movie. Loved it. I loved it.
Good. I'm glad. Because we started this off a little rough.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
We had some deep movies in there.
Yeah, we did. We did. It's all right, though.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You have such a wide range of movies that you like.
Yeah.
You know, you are not pegged in any one thing.
No.
And that's what is interesting. And you know so much about everything. Which I don't, can you be so smart and your mother so dumb?
Oh, believe me. Like, this is like all that I'm smart in. Like, I'm really not very intelligent otherwise, but like movie shit, music shit, like I know that shit.
Yeah.
Because I've spent the time to just research that. Do I care about how the government's run? Absolutely not. I don't know what any of that means. Do I know who wrote Copacabana? Yes, I do.
I love it. I love it. But yeah. So we have other interests. It's not just all cult classics, but we really enjoy cult classics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some of these movies you've showed me were like, why did I never watch this?
Well, I think once we get through, there's an action movie we're going to watch, and I think that you're really going to enjoy that because it is one of those, like, you kind of have to think. It's not just, you know, balls to the wall action the whole time. There really is an element of like mystique in there.
Okay.
So I think that you will like it.
I know, because I've been surprised at some of the movies I have liked.
You've liked a lot of movies that I have been shocked by.
Yeah, what about this movie that, you know, Terminator?
That was a lot of shooting.
Is that what it is? I like the shoot 'em ups?
Yeah, because you liked Terminator. You liked Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints.
You liked Reservoir Dogs. You
And I didn't even know I liked them.
Yeah.
Go figure. Yeah, interesting. See, we're finding out things about each other that we did not know. And I've known you for your whole life.
It's true.
Yeah. It's there the day you were born. I remember that day.
I hope so.
Oh, my God. Such things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to some more new stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get, there's two more movies leading up to episode 100. Then we have our 100th movie. And then we have Halloween to circle back to.
Yes.
Because yes. We this countdown has taken us through Halloween. So we didn't want to disrupt.
Right.
Throw off the count.
Right. We could have, you know, yeah. Seen Halloween in there. But I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that. We can do Halloween. We can still do Halloween.
Could have doubled up and did, you know, real movie this weekend, next weekend, a horror movie, real movie the weekend after that. And been busy the whole month, but you want to do thinking. That?
Too much thinking.
Yeah.
No. No, absolutely not. So we're doing okay.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Well, we'll make it. We'll make it up. We'll be doing Christmas in May this year. That's okay.
Well, I figured after we do the Universal Monsters, I do have.
We're going to do White Christmas.
Yeah, White Christmas.
Yeah. And that's another one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That is just a wonderful movie. Just wonderful. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Get there. Get there. We'll be doing White Christmas in June, though.
Sorry. No.
No. I know.
It'll be like January.
Yeah.
February.
That's all right. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing the monster movies.
Yeah.
That will be interesting to me.
Well, and there's a lot to be talked about. I've watched this a couple times just because I like what they have to say. There's a documentary called Queer for Fear.
Yes, I have heard of that.
And they have one of the RuPaul, they have a couple drag queens that are commentators.
Okay.
Alaska. Yes. And Ben De La Creme.
That name is not familiar.
Oh, okay.
Maybe if I saw her, it would be different.
She's going on tour with Jinx Monsoon this Christmas. And I think they're having like a one night only in Columbus.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But
I know who Jinx is.
Where they talk about, you know, the origins of queer horror and how deeply queer coded the mainstream horror has always been.
Really?
Without knowing it.
Interesting. Ah, cool.
It's a really good documentary.
Okay. All right.
It's on Shudder right now.
Okay. I might have to tune into that.
Yeah.
Because that's on my TV.
Yeah. And if you can't log in, I'll give you the login.
Okay. All right.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
I need to do that for our research.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's a lot to be said about science fiction and horror being invented by a woman in the Victorian era, where her deepest fear is that men create life without women.
Interesting thoughts. Oh, because look at how shitty they are at it. Frankenstein.
Well, Guillermo del Toro just redid Frankenstein, and I watched it. I watched it the other night on Netflix because it was out in the theaters for like 5.5 seconds, but it was really made for Netflix.
Okay.
And I guess it follows the book more.
Oh, okay.
Which Justin has read Frankenstein. Frankenstein is like his guy.
Okay.
So when I was describing, you know, bits and pieces of this movie, he's like, don't tell me everything because I want to watch it. But when I was describing it, he's like, that sounds more like the book than, you know, the Universal book movie.
All right.
Pretty much every Frankenstein movie that's been made subsequently.
All right.
Cool.
But that just flashed into my head. What was the name of the person whose brain you brought me?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal? That scene flashed in my head when you said that, so I'm okay.
It's Funkenstein.
Oh my goodness, that's a funny movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, all right.
Oh, when they come out and do Putting on the Ritz together, stop it.
Oh my gosh.
Just stop.
I love that movie. But anyway.
Yeah, go check out Young Frankenstein. I'm sure it's streaming somewhere.
Oh gosh, I'm hilarious. Sure it is. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And if you can at your local video reseller. Oh, that's another thing I want to talk about. Here in town, we're getting a disc replay, which is the stores out of Michigan that we have been going to.
Yeah.
You know, in northern, further north towards Detroit. Those used media stores are called disc replay. Like here in town, it's just replay.
Yeah.
So we have a disc replay location coming to Toledo. They're doing their buy blitz right now. So if you want to sell your video game boxes and used media, they're looking for you.
Nice. Okay. More places for you and Justin to shop at.
And then I saw a site online. I'm not exactly sold on it, but they also have used media and some of it, you know, set pricing a little bit here and there. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So I'll have to look in. There is a membership option, which is expensive, but perks are kind of cool. So
interesting.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know if I can justify the membership price.
What is it?
It's like $130.
Oh.
It's for the whole year.
Yeah, but. Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of pricey.
Yeah, $12 a month, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
I
don't know.
For you, it would be absolutely worth it.
But would it be worth it? Because I have such a big collection as it is. And really, really, I'm at a point where I need to just be cherry picking.
Right. Because I understand that.
Just so much mass media shit.
Yeah.
And we're one step closer to getting the collection into some sort of order in my living room.
Nice.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yay.
Yay.
How fun.
So new media store, used media online. There's different places you can go to find used media online. Varying price points.
Yeah.
But always try and find your local shops first, because that's how they keep their lights on.
That's right.
Repeat customers like me.
Right. Right. And when you're talking, you know, a couple of bucks a pop, takes a long way to get to a light bill.
Just did the TikTok I did last week where we had gone to the movie stores. I had spent $55 total at the between the two stores we went to. I had like 15 movies.
Yeah, you came home with a bag of stuff.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, yeah, takes a while to get there. But that's a cool thing. Yeah. Shop local.
Yeah. And it's coming up holiday time. Yeah, your local businesses appreciate your business.
Yep.
You know, I know Amazon's easy, but the brick and mortars need us.
Yep. They sure do.
Okay.
Okay. Are we done?
We will be back. It will be post-Thanksgiving for us here in the U.S.
Yeah.
But we will be back in a couple weeks with Wedding Singer.
All right, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll have fun with it.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.